Mr. Saddle. Any takers?
I don't know how are you feeling after playing such a pivotal role, I guess, in the last hour along with Nick Delano.
I actually put up pretty well yesterday, which is nice. We've got two rest days, which is good, and I think everyone will enjoy these couple of days before we head into the one days. But yeah, personally, pulled up pretty well.
Yeah, what about the role that you guys played as well, Bodie? Because you know, Meg was there, she's tossed you the ball, and it got one test back between the two of you. So, you know, sort of take us through the sort of conversations that were being had, what they were telling you.
Yeah, well, I think my first over at that end wasn't great. I got hit for two sixes, which I guess showed the knock that Sevilla Dunkley played, how well she played. But, I was a bit surprised to get thrown the ball again after that over, but was happy to just play my role. And we changed our tactics a little bit, coming around the wicket and tried to target the leg stump a little bit more, which seemed to work. So, yeah, I was just happy to do my job, and I think Kingy at the other end was exceptional. She, throughout the whole test match, bowled really, really well, and it was cool to share that with her.
It seemed like a real meeting after each ball, almost, with Meg and Rach and Pez. What sort of things were they saying to you?
We were just talking about, particularly the length I was bowling each ball, and we really just wanted to get it right, given we'd fought so hard to get back in the game. And it was really cool to have Pez there next to me, and she was really good in keeping me calm and just focusing on what I needed to.
Were you calm? Were you pumped? Were you nervous? Like, what were you in those last few overs?
I was pretty pumped. Had a fair bit of adrenaline, I reckon. But it was so much fun. Like, there was no place I'd rather be than charging in and trying to do a job to almost get a win.
Do you feel like you've grown as a player just after that test match? Like, the confidence for Meg to instill that belief in you to get the job done on that in that final hour?
A little bit. I think I feel like I have, I guess, always wanted to be able to take an opportunity when it's thrown at me, and I guess the nature of this Australian team is that it doesn't happen that often because of the depth we've got. So just being able to take that role and take the ball when they threw it at me and do my job, I feel like I've been ready to be able to do that for the last year or so, and but certainly take a lot of confidence in the role I was able to play.
What did you make of the wicket?
I thought it was a really good wicket. I think it was tough to battle in the first day or two, and I think England bowled exceptionally well, particularly Catherine Brunt, just challenging the outside edge of our batters a lot. So I think there was a bit in it for bat and ball. It obviously flattened out a little bit as the day went on, day four. So it was a challenge it was always going to be a challenge to be able to try and take 10 wickets on that wicket, given and had sun on it all day. But I thought it was a really good wicket that, I guess, it helped create that drama towards the end in that last second.
How do you guys approach this first ODI? Given the equation's simple enough, I mean, you win it, you retain, they have to win the three. Presumably they come in pretty aggressively. Do you go out aggressively as well, or do you let them maybe come to you a little bit?
I don't think much changes, to be honest. I think we've had a lot of success in one day cricket over the last few years, so we're pretty confident that our cricket can get the job done, and we'll obviously meet in the next day or two about what that's going to look like from our perspective. But I think we've got a lot of faith in our one day cricket side.
You're
in
the team,
but
if you're going to take for how many people are watching,
Not during the match. I think we were all pretty focused on, firstly just trying to find our way back into the game throughout that last session, and then very much just what can we do each ball to get a dot or a wicket, whatever it would be. But I guess to see the support we had post match was really nice to see, and I guess as a player, we just love playing Test cricket and would love to play more, I think.
Just one from me, Belzy. There was a bit of talk on the sidelines that you were the first in the car when you used to trek into the G with your dad. How was it to then suddenly be in that position out there, doing what you were doing?
It was a lot of fun. I think I just really enjoyed all of the 4 days being able to be out there with my teammates and my mates and play cricket, which is something I love to do, and to do that in an Ashes Test match, it was pretty fun.
Did you ever think you'd be in that position when you were trekking along with your dad and the family to the G, that suddenly you'd be out there doing that one day?
I dreamt of it, definitely. And I've worked pretty hard to try and go after that. So I guess that's cool to be able to be in that position and to have some of that hard work pay off.
Just one more for me, sorry, Annabelle. On the wanting to play more Test cricket, I mean, do you think that game and just how exciting it was, does that give the ICC something to seriously think about?
I think it should. I think when you get a Test match where in that day four, last session on day four, you can have any result happen, it's pretty exciting viewing. And I think, just from a playing perspective, it's, I guess the more we play, the more we'll get used to that, the nature of Test cricket. And, we just love being able to fuel in the Bay Dream. So, it'd be cool to be able to play more.
Oh, thank you very much.